Good morning, everybody. It is January 28th, and this is the investor call for Eagle Ridge Academy. My name is Jason Ulbrich. I'm the executive director of Eagle Ridge. This is my 10th year at Eagle Ridge. And today we have on the line also our business representatives from Berger and KDV, and they'll be discussing finances after I talk about the history of Eagle Ridge, a little bit about the school enrollment and attrition, so our academic performance, and our employee retention, which I think is important to talk about, for this year. Eagle Ridge Academy has been a charter school since 2004. We have expanded five different times, and this is our fifth or five different times with the latest expansion just last year when we expanded our gymnasium. Was the last time we bonded. Right now we have a current enrollment of 1,447 students, which is about 19 students above projected budgets and our projected enrollment. Last year we had about a 12% attrition rate of students, which is a little bit higher than most years. We usually average about 10%. We think that's due to the loss of overall public school enrollment in Minnesota, which has been about 3 to 4% this year for all public schools. We're seeing more so our growth in the last couple years is into our 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. 9th and 10th grades are our largest classes of all time. We expect to have a graduating class of 75 students, which is our end goal within the next 2 years. Eagle Ridge Academy, again, was here since 2004. We moved over to this building in 2015. It's a 210,000 square foot charter school, one of the largest. We now have three gymnasiums and a soccer field. We have room for growth in classrooms for about another 100 students. Really, the end enrollment cap is about 1,600 students in this current location, which we foresee meeting in about 5 to 6 years. So nice, slow, steady growth. The demographics of Eagle Ridge Academy, Eagle Ridge Academy student demographics has stayed the same over the last 3 years. We have about 40% of our students are about 34% are white. We have about 20% black, 39% Asian. Most of our Asian students are East Indian. The highest percentage of our black students are Somali. There's 37 languages spoken at Eagle Ridge Academy. So when you walk into the lunchroom here, it's very diverse, and it's beautiful. It really reflects the community. Academically, it's been really a different year. Last couple years, as you may know, in 2020, the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment were not given, administered to students. They were in 2021. Now, the entire state went down about anywhere between 15 and 20 points last year, percentage points. And Eagle Ridge Academy did go down last year as compared to years previously. However, we still are over 20% higher than the state average in math, reading, and science. As we compare to our comparison districts of Eden Prairie, Edina, and Hopkins, we are ahead of them in math and reading, and we are basically tied with Edina for science. So we are while our scores did go down a little bit, not as much as the state. Eagle Ridge Academy has been recognized by School Digger, Niche.com, and most importantly, U.S. News & Report as a top three K-12 school district in Minnesota, a public school district, not charter school, but a public school district. Our four-year graduation rate over the last 3 years has been between 93% and 100%, which is one of the tops in the states. Our AP performance and college prep performance has been rated number 3 in the state. Our ACT scores did go down last year. However, we were still 4 points above the Minnesota state average. And I know if you don't know, Minnesota had the highest ACT scores in the nation last year. So I we're pretty excited about that. Lastly, what I want to get to before I turn it over to Brenda and Dustin regarding finances is I want to be able to talk about staff retention. Across the nation, teachers are leaving the occupation. And we've been very concerned about this at Eagle Ridge Academy. It's been one of our goals, especially this year, not only retaining high-quality teachers and faculty, but also in recruitment. And not just recruiting of, in traditional ways, but recruitment of teachers from the BIPOC community. Eagle Ridge Academy had 91% retention of teachers last year, which is the average that we've had over the last 6 years. So Eagle Ridge Academy, according to the data, did not have a higher attrition rate. However, you know, you still hear rumblings that some teachers are thinking about leaving the occupation, and we're working hard. Some of the things that we've done over the last couple years is, one, we use part of our ESSER 3 money is to give stipend, COVID stipends to staff that help get them through this. We've added 4 days of COVID PTO for our staff, so when they are struggling with their families regarding COVID, they don't have to use their regular PTO. We've hired 5 extra building subs because we have had a higher attendance use of a PTO this year, so that's helped us get through operationally. And recruitment-wise, we have now made a dedication to in recruitment of teachers in the BIPOC community is to do a tuition reimbursement up to 3 staff per year, $10,000 tuition or loan forgiveness program for every year that they're here. We think this is going to help diversify our staff to better reflect our student population and also retain high-quality teachers. And so now what I want to do is we'll take any questions that we had regarding enrollment, staff retention, and academics. Are there any questions that you may have before we get to finances? Okay, so I will turn this over to Brenda and Dustin to give us an update on financials.
Thanks, Jason. That was a great summary of your school highlights, and it sounds great for the future. I'm really proud to be part of this team. Thank you for the opportunity to present the financial highlights for Eagle Ridge Academy. I'm Brenda Kess. I'm the CFO for the school, and I'm contracted with Bergen KDV. Starting out, I'd like to review the 2021 fiscal year-end audited financial statements. These are actually posted on Emma, so they can also be referred to, but I will just touch on a summary of the outcomes for last year. Eagle Ridge continued, as in the past, with a successful fiscal 21 audit with no findings. So an unmodified audit. Their fund balance increased in 2 of the 3 operating funds, which includes the general fund and the food service fund. An increase in the fund balance in the general fund allows us to maintain normal operations with current state holdback of 10%, which is a current holdback, as well as complying with our bond covenants. So we're always looking for ways to increase our fund balance. The general fund anticipated an increase in fund balance of just shy of $1.89 million, but through the cost containment measures and conservative budgeting, and also the result of distance learning and COVID-19 last year, much of the year, the fund balance increased by $2.3 million, which was $448,000 better than budget. So we did very well with budget last year. Also, the school received a PPP loan in the amount of $1.7 million during last fiscal year, which was the reason for such a large fund balance savings. So that was a great way to add to the fund balance and for unforeseen circumstances such as a pandemic. But good news, the PPP loan has been fully forgiven as of September 21. So that is great news for the school. Those are funds that are, can be added to the fund balance and used for future needs as needed. The food service fund balance also continues to grow. At the end of last fiscal year, the fund balance increased by just shy of $63,000. So a very strong food service program also. At fiscal year end, the cash balance was $6,474,000, which is equivalent to 146 days of cash on hand. So well above the bond covenant's requirements of 60 days. So very strong cash-wise. And the school's debt service coverage ratio was 1.99, well above the required covenants for all the building company bonds. So that is a summary of the fiscal year-end audit. All good news. And then I'd like to move forward discussing the school's fiscal year 21-22 budget. The school's original budget was adopted last June with an anticipated fund balance savings of $198,000. And as we are progressing through the year, monitoring the enrollment, the current projection shows $168,000 fund balance savings year to date. The budget has not been adopted. The revised budget hasn't been adopted by the board, but we are monitoring it on a monthly basis by the Finance Committee, and we continue to analyze to ensure that not only that the covenants are met, but we're also meeting those organizational needs as well, as Jason was discussing with teacher salaries and retaining those staff. Next, I'd like to talk about the state funding levels and a legislative update. As evidence from last legislative session, which just ended in June, our state remains strongly committed to education. We received a 2.45% increase on our Gen Ed aid formula allowance for fiscal 22. So we are currently have an increase over last year of just shy of 2.5%. And then they also approved another 2% increase for the fiscal year 23 Gen Ed aid. So that's very strong, and it is consistent with prior years' increases. But recently, we just received information this week, actually, that the governor is proposing an additional 2% increase on the Gen Ed aid formula for future years. And since this is very preliminary information, we are hopeful that the funding will apply to fiscal 22-23, which would then increase our formula by 4%, which is great because that would help support all of the needs that we need for operations and staff retention. Next, I'd like to just summarize some of the federal funding that the school has received since the pandemic. And so I'll just kind of review the different funding sources. We call those federal CARES funds, and these have been since in the last 2 years now, the school has received entitlement for several different resources. And so I'll just, overall, the school has been entitled to $1,955,000. Year to date, we have spent about $630,000 of those funds, and the remaining amount of funds is $1.3 million. And so I'll just quickly go over those different funding resources. The first funding resource that the school received was $536,000. It's a combined package of ESSER funds, Corona relief funds, and GEAR funds from the federal government through the state. And those funds were spent in fiscal 2021. So those are spent down, and those were primarily spent on technology, software, and PPE supplies and support in that area. So those funds have been spent already in last year's budget. Moving into the fiscal 22 year, the school has received just shy of $130,000 for summer school and COVID testing. Now those funds need to be spent by the end, by September of fiscal 22. So those will be spent this summer and during this fiscal year. The next funding source is we refer to as ESSER II funds, where school has received an entitlement of $512,000, and that funding can be spent, has to be spent by the end of September of fiscal 2023. So, and those funds will be emphasized on staffing support and learning recovery. The next funding source we refer to as ESSER III funds, and that is a total of $776,000, and those funds can be spent down by the end of September of 2024. And we will also be emphasizing those expenditures on staffing support and learning loss recovery. All of these funds will be incorporated into the budget model and aligned with the spend down schedules and budgets that we are sending to MDE. So they are, we are very fortunate to receive these federal funds to support our schools during the pandemic. That is all I have for the financial highlights and overview. Does anybody have any questions at this time?
Well, thank you very much, Brenda. At this time, we're going to be concluding our call, but we'll take one more opportunity for any questions. All right. Well, thank you, and thank you everybody for your investment and belief in Eagle Ridge Academy.
Thanks, Jason. Bye.